בכבוד.
With your permission. פרשת בלק. As the Rambam writes in his commentary, the concept of Mashiach is being revealed in this sixth parasha. The only time in the Torah that clearly we know the concept of Mashiach. There's another place in the Torah, there's a hint about Mashiach. Excuse me. But actually to say this, Mashiach is coming one day, Zohar tells us a lot of secrets about the date of Mashiach, was revealed by Bilam, not by Moshe Rabbeinu. It's very interesting. Hashem doesn't say anything in the Torah about Mashiach, but Bilam has to reveal us the secret. The Torah, you may say, concealed and concludes the episode of Bilam. Is the Torah says Hashem did not want to listen to Bilam's curse. Hashem changed it into a blessing. Blessing. But actually, when we can read on Shabbat the parasha, there's no blessing. The whole thing is really statements by Bilam. Even though the Torah will tell us, after every statement that Bilam gave, Balak said, you gave him a bracha, you gave him a bracha. But you read the statement, because soon we're going to go through the statements. It's not zero bracha, nothing. Bracha means, you know, what Hashem gave Abraham, what Yitzchak gave Yaakov. You should say, Moses says, no. Bilam wanted to curse, Hashem into a blessing. So that's how the story starts. The Torah tells us, delegations from Moab and Midian came to Bilam upon request of Balak, the king of Moab at the time, that Bilam should come and give a curse to Am Yisrael. It was Bilam. He has a point, even though the concept of cursing maybe doesn't have so much power, but Bilam himself is a tremendous power. Certain things was bigger than Moshe Rabbeinu. He knew when Hashem gets angry. He knew also who is Hashem. He knew who speaks to him. Moshe did not know certain things that Bilam knew. So Bilam is a very powerful person. And he's going to come here, he's going to try, so-called, to curse him Israel. The Torah tells us, the delegation came, and Bilam said, I have to ask the boss, ask Hashem, if Hashem wants me to curse, I'll go. And Hashem comes to him in a dream, and Hashem said, no, don't go, he's not going. He's not going, gets up in the morning, he tells him, I can go with you. And the Gemara says, he emphasized them that they're not so important for him to come along with them. And they came back to Balak, and they told him, listen, Bilam said that we're not good enough, we're not high enough, in a higher rank. And the Torah tells us, Balak is sending more delegations, and finally, Hashem said to Bilam, okay, if you want to go, go, but this time I'm going to tell you what to say. Okay. The Torah says, in the morning he gets up, he prepares his donkey. The Gemara says, this donkey is the mother of the donkey of Mashiach. Again, the Gemara says, donkey of Mashiach is not a privilege. Mashiach will come riding on a donkey, the Gemara says, it's a low level of Mashiach, or a low level of the generation. Mashiach should come on a cloud. If he comes on a donkey, he's not to be proud of. So we shouldn't look for the donkey, because it's not, hopefully he's not going to come on a donkey. So Bilam has the mother of this donkey. The secret behind it is like this. This donkey was created at twilight, the first Friday. I mean, this donkey is not like any other animal that comes out of the ground. It's like it was made by Hashem, like an angel. The angels were made from Hashem directly. So this donkey is the same thing. So the donkey is the mother of the donkey of Mashiach. In case Shalom Mashiach come, you know, it's not a donkey that was produced and was created on Thursday by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because all the animals created by the ground, it came out of the ground. If you can understand a little bit the concept of what the Torah is going to tell you about this special donkey. And also you can understand a little bit that it says this donkey was like a wife to Bilam. And say, how can it be Bilam is a wife, a donkey? How come Hashem comes to him? Hashem doesn't come to somebody that it's not you. But Bilam knew the secret. This donkey was by Yaakov Avinu in Egypt. After Yaakov Avinu died, the donkey was left by Yosef. And Bilam was one of the advisors of Paul. And before Amisrael came out of Egypt, Bilam ran away already. When the Makot started, Bilam ran away. He took away the donkey. So this special donkey, over 2,000 years old, is now by Bilam. And that's how the story starts now. So Bilam is going to curse of Israel, he's riding on a donkey. And the Torah says, all of a sudden, the donkey doesn't go. The donkey gets off the highway. So Bilam hits the donkey. And she goes back on the highway. And then she goes down to like the vineyard. And there is a wall over there. And she squeezes Bilam's foot. And Bilam hits her again. Can't stop it at all. Then she parks on the highway, third time. And the reason for those episodes are, the Gemara says, is when the Torah says this, that Hashem sent a special angel. It's called Angel of Mercy, to prevent Bilam to do a sin. What sin? What sin is he going to do? He's not going to, at the end of the day, he's not going to curse anyway. So it's not going to help anything. But Hashem went out of his way. He's sending an angel to prevent Bilam falling in the trap. Okay. If that angel stood in front of the donkey, and therefore the donkey didn't move. Bilam, as big as he was, Hashem so-called, you may say, blinded him, that he wasn't able to see the angel. If Bilam knew the time Hashem gets angry, if Bilam knew who is speaking to him, and in certain things he was higher than Moshe Rabbeinu, it's impossible he should not see an angel. But Hashem did it on purpose. Why? What's the purpose? Why does Hashem do such a thing? Let him see the angel. Does Hashem want him to go? Or does Hashem doesn't want to go? Torah says, well, Hashem said yes, and Hashem so-called regretted it a little bit. See, this guy, Bilam, he knew everything what happened in the past, conversations that Avraham Avinu had with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now he doesn't see the angel. Again, it's this angel of mercy, so-called. Hashem wants to prevent him going. On the other hand, Hashem doesn't show him the angel. And the angel is going to tell him something that it's opposite of mercy. The Torah continues, after Bilam hit the donkey the third time, the donkey started a conversation with Bilam in Hebrew. So why are you hitting me? Why are you hitting me? So Bilam said, I'm hitting you. You know why I'm hitting you. Look what you did to me. Three times he went off the highway. And Malki said, listen, did David do you something like this? Have you done something? He said, no. Conversation. The conversation is meaningless, really. It's meaningless. At that moment, the Torah says, all of a sudden, the angel reveals himself. He says to Bilam, why did you hit a donkey? Why did you hit my donkey? Excuse me. First of all, mind your business. Secondly, you know better than me why hit a donkey. Because she parked on the street in the middle of the highway. Said so the angel says, listen. This is thunder?
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So you know why the donkey? Why are you asking me this question? Besides, it's not your business. So the angel said to him, listen, you know what happened? So I stood in front of the donkey. That's why the donkey did it. Okay, good for you. What do you want from me? The angel continues, you know, I would have killed you. Why did he do donkey? I would have killed you. Since when you kill a person because he hate his animal? It's true, the Machloket in the Gemara, halacha is not allowed to hate the animal. Tzar b'alechem d'oraita, the Gemara says. They have to have mercy. The Gemara tells us, Rabbi Danasi, at 17 years, yet teeth aches, major ones. The man says he suffered so much that all the ladies gave birth. Easy, because he suffered for the whole generation. That's the secret of the Gemara, says that Tzadikim suffer for the generation. The Gemara says Rabbi Shlomo Halevi went, he saw Mashiach that he is. Pass on his feet, and Mashiach put bandages, takes it out. It's from the sins of Am Yisrael, he suffers. It's pasuk in the Navi. Rabbi Nazi suffered. The Gemara says, why did he suffer? He said, one time he went to a slaughterhouse, and the bull came towards him and put his head under his jacket, so called, you should save him from being slaughtered. The Rabbi Nazi told him, listen, go. This is, you were created to be slaughtered. The Gemara said, that's what he said. You're going to suffer now, 17 years. The Gemara says, one time in his house, the maid wanted to kill like a little mouse, like a little creature. And Rabbi Nazi said, don't kill. He said, now you have mercy. At that moment, he was healed from the teeth ache. Yeah. It shows us how important it is, but you don't get death penalty. Again, the Torah, the Zohar says, Shumar says, this is not a story. Why did the Torah tell us this dialogue between Bilam and the donkey, and now Bilam and the angel? And he just says, I'm going to kill you. I would have killed you. Kill me for what? Because I hate the donkey, you killed me? So, Rabbi Bilam says, okay, so you don't want me to go? I'll go back. The Gemara says, Bilam said, it's already a tradition of Hashem, you know? And Akedat Yitzchak, Hashem told Abraham Avinu, look what he knows, Bilam. Look how great he was. Bilam said, you know, Akedat Yitzchak started in the text. Hashem told Abraham, go take your son and bring him over there. And then what happened? An angel told Avraham Avinu, don't do it. So Bilam said, same episode. Hashem told me I can go. And then an angel tells me not to do it. So the angel said, okay, you want to go? Go. I listen, story. As an introduction to Bilam's mission, whatever his idea. He gets over there to Balak, to Moab, and he said, okay, I'm here. And Balak has a conversation with him. What do you think? Why didn't you come? You think I cannot give you respect? Again, the dialogue between Balak and Bilam is it's irrelevant. And Bilam said, if you would give me houses full of gold and silver, you think I would come? I listen to Hashem. Okay. He let me go build an altar. for Hashem and sacrifice bulls and sheep, and let me go, and then I'll go around, get some fresh air, I'll come back, maybe Hashem will put something in my mouth.
Okay.
He goes, he comes back. Okay, the first statement is, oh, I see Am Yisrael, I see Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Sarah Perach Rebeleah, I see it. They don't care about anything, they just believe in Hashem. Statement is over. Balak comes up to says, listen, he gave them a blessing. There's no blessing. This is why statement. Balak calls it a blessing. He says, why did you do it? I called you to give a curse. Why did you bless them? Bilam said, listen, I told you. I'm gonna say what Hashem said. Again, no blessing. Okay. Second episode. Okay, he said, I'll take you someplace. Okay, do the same thing, build an altar, sacrifice, he goes to take a fresh air, he comes back. Okay. Balak asks him, you have something to say? He says, I hope so. Okay, open up his mouth. Again, that's not what he's saying, of course. And something comes from his mouth. Again, just statement. You know what? Hashem doesn't look at the sins of Am Yisrael. Lo yibit aven b'Yaakov, v'lo ra amal b'Yisrael. It's the same as we say in on Musaf, on Rosh Hashanah. What do you mean? Hashem doesn't look? No, it's Bilam. On Rosh Hashanah, on Musaf, we quote a sentence from the Torah that Bilam said, so-called in his, let me say, prophecy, Hashem looks away from your sins. Is it true? Rosh Hashanah. I thought Rosh Hashanah is the day of judgment. Bilam said, no, it's not the day of judgment. You prepare yourself to Rosh Hashanah. Bilam said, listen, nothing to worry. Hashem lokav imo, Torat melech bo. They're going to blow the shofar, everything is okay. It's okay. Nothing, so far, no blessing, just a statement. And he says, well, you know, they go to sleep, they jump out of bed, they say Shema Yisrael, they put filin, they put tzitzit. Okay, what's the end? Nothing finished. He says, how can I curse them? Hashem doesn't want to curse them. Again, no blessing. Again, Balak tells him, why'd you bless them? I didn't bless them. Bless them. Okay. Next. Bilam said, okay, let me take you. Balak said, take you someplace else. Okay, let's try something else. Goes again. Comes back. This is the worst of worst. Because the Gemara says that Bilam knew everything. And the Gemara tells us that every difficulty that a person has in his lifetime, anything you have, doesn't matter what subject, anything, you have a problem in your life, some percentage of the problem is golden calf. Hashem never forgave us on the golden calf. Never. You have a flat tire, golden calf. You lost money, golden calf. Business is not good, golden calf. You don't feel well, golden calf. Everything golden calf. You bought something, doesn't fit you, golden calf. Everything the Gemara says, everything is golden calf. Says the Gemara, the Gemara explained, Bila said, okay, this is the third time, now I'm going to do what I want. I'm going to remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu about the golden calf. Thinking behind it, it means he wants to ignite Hashem's anger, because he knows when Hashem gets angry every day, and he's going to tell Hashem, I'm going to have a golden calf. Then Hashem is so-called will be angry enough that I'll be able to give a curse. Okay. He comes back from this little fresh air. Balak asks him, no. He said, yeah, I got something. What did he say? He says, Matov olecha Yaakov mishunotecha Yisrael. I see the tents of Am Yisrael. The window doesn't face a window. A door doesn't face a door. And also they do this, they do this. Finished. Statement again. Again, Balak says, what did you bless them again? Again, you read the text, it's not a blessing. Not a blessing. Sorry, it's not a blessing. So Balak tells him, listen, go back. Go back, get out of here. He said, wait 1 second. Before I get out of here, I want to tell you something. What's going to happen at the end of the days? I'm Israel with Mashiach. Says the Rambam, here. Time of Mashiach being revealed and the topic of Mashiach being revealed by Bilam. And he goes on and on and on, Pipsukim, he says it's going to be this, Mashiach will do this, and he says, bye. That's the story of this exposure. I said, what's the message? So the Gemara says, as the Mishnah tells us, that the person in his lifetime has to know his destination is Olam Haba, not Gan Eden. A person can be in Gan Eden 4,000 years. At the end of the days, Mashiach will come. Hashem, whoever has Gan Eden, the Zechut, to revive himself, he's going to stand up, and it's going to be the big day of judgment. It means like this. To go to Gan Eden is easy enough. As long as the balance sheet is in a positive way, so some punishment, if the person is not ready to go to Gan Eden, he goes through purification center in Gehenom or in different things, some like Gehenom, and eventually he's going to go to Gan Eden. And he's in Gan Eden, he's waiting in Gan Eden. Abishum Bochai is there. All the Tzadikim over there. In Gan Eden. But then it can be the Day of Judgment. How scary the Day of Judgment is. So now it tells, the Gemara explained to us, that Shaul HaMelech one day went to a magician lady and he asked her to bring back the neshama of Shmuel. He wants to ask him a question. And Rabbi says the lady was able to pull the neshama of Shmuel out of Gan Eden. And Shmuel felt that he's being pulled out of Gan Eden. He ran to Moshe Rabbeinu in Gan Eden. He says, Moshe, come. Please help me out. It's the big day of judgment. I just want you to be so-called my lawyer to say whatever I did was right. And actually, this is almost the last sentence in the Tanakh. If you read Shabbat before Pesach, Hashem says, Eliyahu Navi is going to come. And says, the little, I wouldn't say the word mistake, but not exactly just what the Gemara says is going to come before Mashiach. It's also true. But that sentence also refers, if nay, Boyom Hashem HaGadol V'Anora, it's a big day of judgment. It means like this. You're waiting for Mashiach here. Yeah. Then we will come to announce when Mashiach is going to come. Maybe. Possibly Mashiach will come without Eliyahu Navi. But definitely will be an announcement for Eliyahu Navi. Listen, big day of judgment. How scary it is, the Gemara says. Look, Shmuel had to run in Gan Eden. He was afraid to represent himself without a lawyer in front of Hashem in the big day of judgment. That's the destination. It says, what Hashem is going to judge me after I was in Gan Eden for 4,000 years? He's going to judge me. I didn't do anything. I was in Gan Eden. If I wouldn't be good, I wouldn't be in Gan Eden. No. Olam Haba is different. The Gemara says, you can't even imagine what Olam Haba is. Don't know. Rambam says in his commentary, it's a tradition that we say, Berkat HaMazon, HaRachamani, Zakenu, Kavenu, Mata Mashiach, yes, Mata Mashiach, Bet HaMikdash, Mata Mikdash, Lechaye HaOlam Haba. That's the destination. It's the book, Mitzvot Yesharim, the Gemara says, you have to know. You're not waiting for Mashiach. You're waiting to be in Olam Haba. It's a mistake. Okay, I'm waiting for Olam Haba. Okay. It's going to be a big day of judgment. On what? The Mishnah tells you all that this. It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says like this. The three things that you are being the student of Avraham Avinu. And if you don't have it, you'll be the student of Bilam HaRasha. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah. You want me to love Avraham Avinu? Yeah, why not? I do kindness. This, I learn Shas. I keep all the mitzvot, Baruch Hashem, religious, everything. Sinless person, sinless. Still, the Mishnah said, you're not student of Avraham Avinu. Soon the Mishnah will tell you what's the privilege to be a student of Avraham Avinu. But you have to have like this. The Mishnah says, you have to have Ein Tova, good eye. Ruach Nemucha, your heart should be down to earth. Nefesh Shvela, your liver should not have too many desires in any subject. The opposite, the Mishnah says, is Bilam. Bilam has a bad eye, Bilam has pride in his heart, and Bilam has desire in his liver. If you have the first three, you consider the Tzunt of Avraham Avinu. Says the Mishnah, what's the difference? Okay, it's nice, you know. I'm Tzunt of Avraham Avinu. Does that tell you the difference? It says, tell me, I want to know exactly what's the difference. Mishnah, I'll tell you what it is. Tzunt of Avraham Avinu, you're going to go to Olam Haba. You're going to Olam Haba, if you finish Shas, we do mitzvot. The Mishnah said, you must have those three things. If you think to Bilam HaRasha, okay, so you have pride in your heart. Okay, what's the big deal? It's pride, okay. It's normal. Person, you know, has respect. And some desires, doesn't say bad desires. Money. Desire for money. Who is this? Bilam. Says the Mishnah, he is going to go to Gehenom, is going to die in the middle of his life. Mishnah quotes the Pasuk, and then Nabi. To your name, and Yiftach Bach. It's a scary thing. I was learning in Yeshiva, the Mashiach and Yeshiva of Haskell. He used to tell us all the time, listen, you have to understand. You're not here. In Olam Hazeh, for Olam Hazeh, you're not in Olam Hazeh to see Mashiach. You're not in Olam Hazeh to be in Gadeni, you're not in Olam Haba. Olam Haba is Musa. You cannot be next to Kadosh Baruch Hu in Olam Haba, you don't know what it is. You cannot even imagine, the Gemara says, unless you're a perfect image of a person that Hashem wants to look at you, and you are being called the student of Avraham Avinu. So if you read, but Avraham Avinu in the Torah, you know the destinations of Avraham Avinu. And in the Torah, it's going to paint you something and tell you something about Bilam. As the Torah will tell you, listen, I'll tell you what it is. This guy has the female donkey. Was created by Hashem on Twilight. Okay. She can speak Hebrew. Okay, Bilam, you and Avi, and you're a very smart person. And says, she goes off the highway. So, don't you think? Why are you hating her? You're hating her because she doesn't do what you want. It's your pride. Because otherwise you will think. And this is really, the Gemara says, forget about it. It's your wife. He didn't have a wife. The donkey was his wife. So if your wife does something, you take a stick and you hit your wife. What's wrong with you? By the way, you know the donkey. The donkey is over 2,000 years old. I don't know, what's wrong with you? You know everything. What do you mean if she went up? Maybe it's a mine, it's a bomb on the street. Maybe Mrs. Supposed to. I don't understand you. What happened to you? Okay. Hit her once, she goes on the highway. And again, she goes down. Again, hit her. Again, what happened to you? Third time. Okay, so far it's not as bad. Then she speaks to him in Hebrew. He says, Why do you hate me? He says, why I hate you? Because you. She said, listen, did I ever do to you something? He says, no. Okay. What should be the next thing what you should do? Say, sorry, my wife. Sorry, my donkey. I don't know. I don't know what happened. I'm sorry. Why did you say sorry? Can't say sorry. And you have pride in yourself. And you're on the way to give an hour to Am Israel and to get reward. And just said, the angel says, I'm here. I was the angel of mercy that God sent me to save you from your bad habits. If you would have controlled yourself and not getting angry at your wife and hate your wife and don't want so cold to apologize to your wife. And you have desire, the mission is you want to get respect over there, honor over there, and they should give you money over there, and you go to do bad things to Am Israel because Hashem told you not to do it. I tried to save you. So that's why I came over here and I made this thing, and I didn't reveal myself in order for you not to see me, to show you how bad habits you have. And this, and eventually you're going to go to Gehenna, eventually you're Navi, Hashem will strip all the good things from you. I would have killed you right now. On the contrary, look how merciful is Hashem and the angel, Hashem mainly. The Gemara says at that moment, after the angel spoke to him, the angel killed the donkey. The Gemara says, kill the donkey. The donkey is innocent. The Gemara says, Hashem did not want the donkey to be alive. Excuse me. What you have to know over here is a whole delegation that came to invite him, and they're walking with him. And he has with him two other people, either his children or my assistants. They're all here. They all heard the conversation. They heard the conversation. The Bilam is talking to the donkey like it's nothing. Because it's really for him, it's nothing. Because he knows the truth about the donkey. This donkey is not a donkey that was created from the ground. It's like an angel. So he's not even surprised. But still, the donkey tells you something, and you really got embarrassed. You got embarrassed. You big Navi, and you didn't know, you didn't figure out what's going on, and you hit a donkey, you hit your wife. So Gemara says, the angel killed the donkey. The people should not say, oh, look, the donkey won Bela. She was right and he was wrong. That's how much Hashem respects a person. You should not get embarrassed by an animal. The Gemara says. Now Bilam is going to go in the three episodes. What Bilam is going to tell us is why Hashem loves us so much. And that's the biggest bracha that you have. Because those three things that Bilam is going to reveal to us is that Hashem so-called changed his bad habits into a blessing. For me, it's a blessing that I know what Hashem wants me to do in my life in order for me to reach Olam Haba. Not Gan Eden. Gan Eden is nothing. You can go in Gan Eden and you're not going to have the best habits. You sit in the back. But how are you going to go to Olam Haba? Perhaps I'll tell you what. The first statement, I see Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah with all the best habits. By the way, these people are, you know, down to earth. They don't care about the goyim. They're down to earth. Shafel. Ruach nemucha, nefesh fela. No. The second thing is the next statement is this. They jump out of bed. They pray nets. They put talit. They put filin. They want to do only mitzvot. Only mitzvot. That it means they have no desire to have a good life. They desire to serve Hashem. And then the third statement says, well, they have good eyes. They don't look at somebody else's window. What this guy has. And then every time Baruch says, oh, again the blessing. That's the biggest blessing you can give a person. It's the ticket to Olam Haba. That's what Hashem made. Hashem wants Bilam to say that. Of course, Moshe can say the same thing. But you see the true picture in front of you. You see what badness is, what goodness is. And then after you finish, Bilam already, Baruch says, go home already. In one second. Let me tell you something else Hashem told me to say. It's a concept of Mashiach. Mashiach is going to come. It's diving before the Olam Haba. Here it is. After I said those three things, it says that you have to work on yourself to get to Olam Haba. It's the biggest thing. That's what Zohar says. Hashem wrote this Parashat Balak. It's a preparation for a person to know what's important in his lifetime, what he should work on, what he should be in order to get to Olam Haba. Then it's easy. You be a man, you got all scared. A scared thing. Musar. Everybody else said, every day Musar of Etzchem said, every day, it doesn't matter how old you are. I saw Rav Shach was 98 years old. 98 years. Every day came to Yeshiva, he used to go visit. My father in Eretz Yisrael used to go to Yeshiva in Ponovich. Rav Shach was 98 years old. From 7 to 7:30, every night, sit down, learn Musa. He didn't learn Gemara anymore. mean, he did, back in yeshiva. I was in yeshiva, he learned Gemara in yeshiva. Next to us. And then 10 years old, only used to come for Musa. For Musa. Used to come for Musa. He says, to Olam Abba, you get for Musa. This is Mashiach and yeshiva, Paschal. It gets you to Olam Abba. That's the message. You know, 3 weeks are coming. Hey, you mourn the Bet HaMikdash. Yeah, Bet HaMikdash is the second stage. The third thing is Olam Abba. Bezat Hashem, Hashem will send us Mashiach. Bezat Hashem, next Tuesday will be in Bet HaMikdash. Amen.